人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到贝尔维尤市市议员第一席位的候选人 Paul Clark。Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
好，
谢谢，我是 Lisa。
拉近一点。
我是 Lisa。今天呢，我就为小袁和我们今天邀请到的嘉宾 Paul Clark 做翻译。
好，首先呢，我要祝贺 Paul 在那个八月份的初选当中取得了成功，然后呢，现在在进入大选，而且呢，在初选当中的领先优势比较明显。
Yeah, first I want to say congratulations to you have the success in the initial election, and also you are in the leading position now for the final election.
Thank you. Yes, I was happy to see after the primary results came in that I had a 5-point lead, and looking forward to November.
很高兴哈，我所做到的这个成功。那同时呢，我现在是5分的领先，希望我在11月份的时候能够有更好的成绩。
好，我们想借这个机会向我们华人的选民介绍一下 Paul， 然后我们也很想让我们的选民对您有更多的了解。
First of all, I want to say thank you for coming, and we want to introduce you to our Chinese community and make them to learn more and better about you.
我的第一个问题就是，您为什么想要竞选贝尔维尤市的市议员？
My first question was why you want to run this campaign and to run this position one for the Bellevue council member.
I moved to Bellevue in 1997 and have been involved in the city in various ways for the last almost 10 years.
我呢1997年呢就搬到了 Bellevue， 而且在过去的从那个时候起，大概10年的时间里面，我在 Bellevue 的这个议会的组织里面呢我都做了不同的工作。
I was appointed to serve by the city council on something called the Civil Service Commission.
首先呢，就是我当时呢，是我任命的是这个，就是相当于这个Civil Service， 就是公民的这个活动里面，我是有一定的职位。
That oversees police and fire department activities.
当时我主要是监管那个警察的这样一个部门。
And then I've spent the last 7 years on the Parks Board, determining what kind of new parks we have in the city and what they look like.
那后来七年里面呢，我负责关于这个公园的工作，就是哪里可以设置一个公园，关于公园的一些建设和设施了。
And I really care deeply about keeping Bellevue a safe and prosperous city.
那对我来说最重要的职能是什么？就是要让我们的这个 Bellevue 城市呢，第一是要安全，第二呢是要繁荣昌盛。
And so I believe that I had done the homework, as well as had the right vision for the city.To move us forward.
所以呢，我也做了自己的功课了哈，因为我希望这些工作呢，能够让我们的 Bellevue 的这个城市的发展是走向一个更好的一个方向。
That's great. 那我们也想，知道您的个人的背景，就是我们知道您是1997年从华盛顿大学毕业的，然后您是就是学的什么专业，然后之后从事的什么行业。
First of all, we learned a little bit about you. So you graduated from UW University of Washington in 1997. What major you had at that time, and what type of job career you pursued?
I studied electrical engineering in both undergraduate and graduate school. And when I finished at the University of Washington, I came to Bellevue for my first job.
那他说我这个我的本科和研究生呢学的都是电子工程之类的。我毕业了以后呢就在Bellevue 这里工作了。
That first job was in the semiconductor industry, which I specialized in graduate school.
那我第一个工作呢是在半导体这个行业里面工作，这也就是我研究生毕业以后的第一份工作了。
That was a small local company, in Factoria, where we are right now.
那个工作就在我们现在电台所在这个位置，就是 Factoria 这个地方，是一个非常小的当地的一个公司。
And I went on to work for larger semiconductor companies from the Bay Area that had offices up here.
后来呢，我就又换到了一个大一点的工作，这个公司里面，当然这个公司还是在半导体里面，它的总部呢是在湾区那片，但是我是在这个当地，也就是 Bellevue 这个地方 local 的，它有办公室。
After 20 years in semiconductors, I decided to move into a new area of technology.
在这个行业呢，我工作了二十年之后呢，我就觉得我想换一个方向，就要到新的一个科技领域去工作了。
So I spent about a year and a half studying intently a technology called software-defined radio.
那后来我就花了大概一年半的时间来学习一个新的，那就叫software-defined radio.
Defined radio.
我呢对这个 term 不是特别熟悉，就是它是软件类的那个也是 radio， 就是无线电这方面的工作。它的英文是 soft radio。Defined radio.
And so I wrote several books on that topic and teach classes, and my small business performs consulting services for wireless security projects.
那在这个工作这个学习以后呢，我呢开了一个自己的像这个咨询公司，也写了一些书，也做一些培训，做一些咨询，那就是关于这些一些无线的保安的这样一个工作。
Right. 那您的这些职业上的经历对您担任那个市议员的工作是不是有帮助
？So you have done so many kind of work jobs in different area, and what type of benefit you gained from the past working experience?
For your city council.
For city council.
City council. For today's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Great question.I believe that it's important for a city like Bellevue that is so dependent on technology companies that we have someone on the council who understands software, hardware, and the things that make us a successful city.
那首先我们大家都知道 Bellevue 是一个科技城市，所以在这个市议员的这个议会里面呢，我们确实需要一些人是能够深刻的了解和懂得科技，才能让这个城市变得更好。
I also spent several years at a large semiconductor company working as a product manager.
那在这些大的这个半导体公司呢，我呢主要是做那个项目管理的工作。
And the job of a product manager, if you don't know, is to figure out what kind of product the company should build to satisfy the customer needs.
那我做的是这个产品管理的工作，这个工作是做什么？首先我们要了解市场，然后了解我们需要提供什么样的产品才能满足市场和客户的需求。
What's really important in that job is talking to customers, understanding their needs, and trying to figure out how to satisfy them.
那这个重要的部分呢，就是说我首先呢要去和客户去沟通，还要去倾听他们的意见，这样我才能知道他们真实的需求是什么。
I believe city councilors, as well as the appointees like myself on the Parks Board, need to do a similar thing with the residents of the community and what they want.
那这样一个技能呢，对于我在这个市议员的这个工作里面是很重要的，因为在做这个公园管理委员会的工作时候，我们也是需要倾听当地的居民的一个心声或者说想法。
The residents are like the customers of the council, and we need to find the best way to serve them.
那同样呢，我们把我们的居民们就当作是我们的客户。只有在这样的一个理念下呢，我们才能更好的去倾听和理解我们的当地居民的想法和需求。
in addition, there's just so much negotiation in a larger company.
另外还有一点呢，就是在大的公司里面，你会涉及到很多的谈判。
And you have to be comfortable, and I have learned over many years to interact with people who have different opinions and different ideas about what the company or the city should do.
那在大公司里面，在你谈判的时候，你同时呢，就是说你要倾听，你会不断的听到不同的意见，不同的人和不同的人打交道。那么在这个过程中，你就学会了怎么去处理这样一个复杂的人际关系。而这个能力呢，对我在这个市政里面工作是非常有帮助的。
So I just think those are useful skills to bring to the council.
那刚才我所讲的这几个，就是做项目产品管理，然后倾听沟通，这些都是还有处理人际关系这个能力都是非常重要的。
好，那如果您顺利当选为贝尔维尔的市议员的话，那么有哪些事情是就是您重点会考虑的，就是 top priority。
So if you got elected, what are the top priorities you want to do?
I believe public safety is the top priority, or should be the top priority of the city.
那我认为这个城市的安全是我的最重要的一个目标了。
And I think Bellevue is a safe city. I don't want anyone to think it's not a safe city.
我们大家都知道 Bellevue 这个城市呢，在大家的眼里面都是一个非常安全的。那在我的任期中，我不希望别人认为它是一个不安全的城市。
But we do have challenges in a few key neighborhoods, like downtown, like parts of Factoria and Eastgate, that we need more patrols and more enforcement.
那我当然知道，在我们这个 Bellevue 的周边呢，有一些城市它也存在一些就是有受影响的因素，比如这个我们的市中心啊，还有 Factoria 这个地方，还有 Eastgate。这几个区域都会有一些挑战，需要我们更好的去做好工作。
I've lived in downtown Bellevue for about 20 years, and so I've seen some of the changes, and we need to correct some of those in terms of property crime and open public drug use.
那我在 downtown 就是市中心啊 ，Bellevue 的市中心呢住了20年，这20年里面发生了很多的变化。比如说这个有这种使用药物就药物的，还有这个财务的盗窃，这些都是我们需要去整改的东西。
My second priority is to make sure that Bellevue grows in a way that works for all of us in the city.
那么还有第二个我的重点呢，就是城市的发展必须要和我们的目标呢相吻合。
I think we should focus most of our growth in my neighborhood, downtown, as well as very dense areas near downtown that can handle that growth well.
那首先我们都知道城市的人口密度这个是很大的，所以我们希望这个城市的密度的这个发展呢和城市的人口发展是相适合的，相适应的。
I'm concerned that if we grow too much in the single family neighborhoods,that it's going to create traffic and parking problems that we're not ready for.
那我们当然知道，如果人口多了，会导致什么交通的堵塞呀，以致就是没有地方去停车，这些都会导致我们生活有受到影响。
Another priority that I think is very important to the city is transportation.
另外还有另外一个我想谈到的就是关于我们城市的交通问题。
I want to make sure that our transportation system serves the residents and the way they choose to get around the city.
那首先这个交通问题呢，我们希望解决它，就是说让交通能够满足当地居民的出行。
We should use the data that the transportation department has collected to optimize for getting the most people around most efficiently.
那我们希望就是说根据交通部门收集的数据呢，让我们居民的出行变得更加有效，就是更节省时间。
And I think we need to be very careful with our city budget.
那这里就涉及到一个预算了，城市的预算，怎么样去应用这个预算，是我们必须要非常小心的事件。
Bellevue brings in a lot of taxes, And sometimes I don't believe we're as careful as we could be about how we spend those taxes.
当然这个说到税，当这个税很高的时候，同时我们怎么去作为这个市政的人员，我们怎么样去小心的使用这笔税来让它做得更好更有效。
There's always the possibility of an economic downturn, and I want the city to be in a stronger position to handle that.
那我们必须要为那个未雨绸缪啊，因为有可能在经济下行的时候，我们的这个预算怎么样来应对这种经济萧条的情况。
Especially with some of the uncertainty about new emerging technologies like AI that we don't know what's going to happen with.
尤其一些正在发展中的这个新科技，比如说 AI 人工智能。这个对我们的城市会带来什么样影响？我们是不确定的。
And lastly, I do believe that we should continue to expand the park system. It's important to our health as a community and important to connecting with our neighbors as well.
那最后一个我想谈到的是我们居民的人，这个人的健康哈。那么保证这个人的健康呢，我们的公园怎么设置也是非常重要的一个项目。
I'm especially proud on the Parks Board that I was able to champion the construction of 12 new pickleball courts in Airfield Park.
那我很就是说对我们所做的这个建设了12个球场，我们感觉到非常自豪哈，为大家带来了这些锻健身的设施。
Great, 我追加一个问题，就是您把公共安全作为首要的那个首要优先的事项，那么这是不是意味着会雇佣更多的警察，然后居民会不会需要交更多的税？
So when you put public safety on as a top priority, so my question was whether this will increase the staffing need and the tax need.
So it's less about taxes than it is about staffing, because the city has budgeted for 205 police officers, but we're about 10% short of that, and that fluctuates every week or so as people come and go.
那首先呢，这个担心呢是不用的，因为首先我们市政呢是预算是250个警员的这种位置，但是目前我们还有10%的人员是缺乏的。所以在这个角度上呢，就是因为这个警员的警力的配置上面，经常因为有进来又走掉，就是这个有一部分的流失，所以从税的角度上是没有什么影响的。
It's very difficult for younger officers to stay in Bellevue because the cost of living is very high.
那现在说到的就是咱们需要年轻的这个警员，但是由于Bellevue 这里的生活成本比较高，那对这些年轻人呢就很难在这里生存了。
So they will come for a few years and then move to another city, and then we need to hire new junior officers.
那我们最大的这个挑战呢，就是说这些年轻人来了以后工作了几年，发现就是生活成本太高的话，他们会离开这里到别的一些地方去做警员。那这个时候我们又得重新要去雇一些初级的警员来。
The city already has affordable housing programs to help people afford to live in Bellevue, and I believe we need to ensure that those work for young police officers and their families.
当然了，市政呢，它是出台了一些就是affordable 的 housing， 也就是说大家可以住得起的这种住房的项目，我们希望这种项目呢能够落实了，让年轻的警员能够在 Bellevue 这个地方生活下去。
Let's have a break。
热烈祝贺！
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播13周年。
游客们请注意，自2025年5月7日起，新的航空旅行用身份证件要求开始生效。请立即访问 realidwa.com， 确保你已经做好准备。有多种形式的身份证件可供选择， 只需确保您出发到机场前备好您的身份证件，以实现轻松无忧的旅行。行动起来，立即做好准备，以便我们一起开始航空旅行。请立即访问 realidwa.com。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721，206-920-6721。
欢迎回到我们正在直播的西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们在位于 Bellevue 的西雅图中文电台的直播间迎来了贝尔维尤市第一号席位的市议员的候选人 Paul Clark。Thank you, Paul, for coming to our show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
好，那我们继续问 Paul， 能不能讲一讲您的家庭？
Can you tell us a little bit more about your family?
Yes. My mother and father met and they lived in Minnesota when I was born.
So, 我的父母呢是在明尼苏达州相遇的，我也在那里出生。
I like to tell people that Minnesota is a lot like Seattle. It's just hotter, colder, and many more mosquitoes.
在我看来呢，明尼苏达呢，和西雅图还是比较像的，但是呢，有不同的地方就更热一些，更冷一些，然后蚊子多一些。
Which is why I like it here so much.
所以这就是为什么我更喜欢咱们这个地方。
My mother was a teacher.
我妈妈是一位老师。
And she was very, very focused on learning as much as you could about as many things as you could.
那我母亲呢，她是老师，她是一种就是不断在学习的这种类型的人。
She grew up in the 1930s, both of my parents did, during the Great Depression.
他们出生的年代呢，正是美国经济大萧条的时期，就是那个20世纪30年代，也就是1928年以后的1930年那段时期了。
She would always listen to radio shows about people traveling and would be excited one day to go to those places, which she did, as well as watched me go to those places as well for business and other things.
那个时候呢，他们。比如收听这个广播呀，看人们去旅行，对到不同的陌生地方呢是比较高兴。所以现在呢，我也到了一个新的地方。
She's why I care so much about learning things, whether it's engineering things or things about politics.
因为我母亲的影响呢，所以比如对学习啊、学习科技技术，以及这个政治方面的东西呢，对我都有影响。
My father grew up on a farm and eventually.Went to college to become an accountant.
那我父亲呢是出生在一个农场里面，后来他去了大学里面，大学毕业后呢就做了会计的工作。
And he worked for most of his career as a tax manager at a large company.
那我父亲大部分的职业生涯呢都是在大公司里面做这种跟税务有关的工作。
And he's taught me a lot about.Finances and accounting over the years, also the importance of doing things ethically.
那我父亲那因为他的这个职业原因呢，我从小就耳闻目睹的学习了很多财经方面的知识。
Additionally, I have an older brother and an older sister as well, and they have several children.
那我当然我也有，还有哥哥，还有姐姐，他们每个哥哥姐姐他们都有自己的孩子。
I met my wife, Jennifer, and we were married over 10 years ago.
我的妻子呢，我遇到了我的妻子 Jennifer, 然后我们结婚呢已经超过十年了。
11 years ago, sorry.
11年前我们相遇相爱结婚的。
And we have a daughter, Jessica.
那我们有一个可爱的女儿，她的名字叫 Jessica。
My wife was a helicopter pilot in the United States Marine Corps.
我的妻子呢是这个直升机的这种helicopter pilot. 她是飞行员，直升机的飞行员。
I had a very interesting career. She's a reservist at this point.
他的这个职业呢是也是非常有趣的哈，他现在是相当于那个预备就是军队的预备队的这个工作。
That's great. 那如果您就是当选为市议员的话，那么就是您对这个家庭啊小孩的教育啊这方面是会做怎么样的工作？
你的意思说他会很忙了以后怎么去？
不是，因为工作也市政府的或者市议会的工作有的时候会就是做一些在教育方面的工作，比如说家庭方面的这些。
So if you got elected, so you may have some influence. So how do you think you would do something to help the education, for kids' education?
Education is interesting. The structure of our government in Bellevue is separated between the city council and the school board.
Mm-hmm.
那这个教育体系的它这个结构非常有趣，其实它这个市政啊联邦啊还有学校的这个学期这个它是实际上是分立的。
Most of the responsibility for our schools lies with the school board.
那大部分责任呢是由学校的这个校董来决定。
But we can help from the city government side in a number of ways.
当然从我们的角度来说，从市政的角度上来说，我们也是可以做到一些帮助的。
One thing is we can partner with the school district to share resources when it's appropriate.
当然有一个呢，就是我们相互的合作，如果在合适的时候，我们在人力资源上是可以共享的。
Sometimes that may involve them renting a facility from us that they need, orTheir space could be rented to the city for what we need.
那从这个房这个对设施哈教育设施的需求呢，我们可以向他们去，比如说我们市政需要的时候，学校有 property 有这个有这个建筑啊之类，我们可以向他们去租赁。当然反过来呢，他们如果需要的时候，也可以向市政去租赁一些需要的。
And the city also does some programs that are educational in nature, especially through the Parks Department.
那我们这个 city 呢，就是市政呢，也会通过人力资源部门呢，设计一些跟教育有关的一些项目。
We have summer camps that are educational as well as many sporting activities.
那我们有一些比如下校也有一些这个体育活动方面的活动了。
And we also have arts like the Bellevue Youth Theater.
我们也会有艺术方面的，比如说我们会有Youth Theater, 也就是青年的这个影院俱乐部一类的。
And we even have programs at Kelsey Creek Farm where children can learn aboutfarm animals and agriculture and other things that they wouldn't know about in a city.
但我们更好的还有一个资源呢，就是在这个农场里面的一些项目，让孩子们可以学到在这种农场里面的一些农产品啊动物植物之类的，这些呢是城市的孩子一般来说很不容易学到的。
And lastly, we can partner with local nonprofits like Jubilee Reach.
当然我们可以和当地的非盈利组织来合作，比如说 Jubilee Reach 这样一个组织机构
that provide tutoring and other help to students that need it.
那对于孩子的学习呢，我们可以提供一些比如说类似家教的这种工作给孩子，帮助他们学业的进步。
It's a great question you asked becauseEducation is one of the most important reasons families move to Bellevue.
你的这个问题非常好，因为什么呢？这些家庭为什么想到这个 Bellevue， 就是因为这里有好的学习、好的教育机构。
您怎么 把自己的家庭价值观体现到那个市议员的工作上去。
So how do you reflect your family value into your career or your job in the city council?
Okay, that's a great question.
很好的问题。
I believe it impacts the priorities I mentioned. One of the main reasons I want Bellevue to be safe is because I walk with my 10-year-old daughter around the city frequently, and I know other families want to do the same.
那首先作为一个家长，我带着女儿走在这个Bellevue 的这种街道上的时候，我想要的是安全。所以我相信这里的居民也是会要这个安全这样一个。
And I know if my father-in-law, mother-in-law, or my father were visiting.
而且这样的话，比如说我的岳父岳母，他们要来我这里来拜访我。
I would want them to feel safe walking around our city.
同样的，我也希望他们走在我们这个城市里面感觉到非常安全。
And unfortunately, we've had incidents where an elderly woman just earlier this year was pushed down and robbed in the Factoria Square Mall, just a short distance from where we sit.
那他就举个例子，像今年我们这里就是 Factoria, 就是我们这个附近哈，有这个上年纪的老人，他们在街道上呢被别人给推倒了，然后把他的东西给抢了。
I also love the fact that our park system is so incredible that I've been able to spend hundreds of hours playing with my daughter in them.
那还有这个公园哈，这个城市中的公园，我非常喜欢和我的女儿在公园里面，这种亲子活动，所以这个也是个非常重要的，城市的特色。
One specific issue that has come up on my time on Parks Board was dogs.That didn't have leashes attached to them.
那有一个问题呢，就是当我还在这个公园委员会的时候，比如说我们去遛狗的时候，狗是没有拴那个绳子。
Many people have come to me with this concern because their children have been scared by a dog that runs up to them or jumps on them.
那有的人就会来找我说，哎，你看这个狗没有拴绳子是很危险的，因为狗会。比如说咬人啊，或者突然跳起来扑向你，这个都会让孩子们或者人们感觉到害怕。
And I talked to an elderly woman who had a dog jump past her, trip her, and she had to go to the hospital with a broken leg.
那有的老太太呢，比如他们遛狗，遇到这个狗的时候，狗突然一下子跳起来，比如扑倒了，或者是把他们给绊倒了，那老太太受伤了，然后就进到医院了。
I like dogs, but the city law says they need to be on a leash, so these things don't happen.
我非常喜欢狗，但是呢，这个城市呢，市政它是有规定的。你在一定的地方呢，你狗是必须要有绳子给它限制起来。
And I want families with young children or with grandparents to not have those problems.
那我希望有家庭，比如说上有老下有小的这种家庭，他们生活在 Bellevue 里面。他不需要害怕受到狗的攻击，或者说担心狗导致的伤害。
Thank you. Let's have another break.
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com。
捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
欢迎回到我们正在直播的西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们的嘉宾是 Paul Clark， 他是 Bellevue 市议员第一号席位的候选人。那 Paul 在初选当中，在四个候选人当中脱颖而出，而且是得票第一啊。那我们很想知道，您是为什么会赢得初选当中得到第一的
？So what was your strategy or what is your advantage or your kind of you won this election?
Primary
election.
Well, one of the benefits I had is I did run for this office 2 years ago.
那其中我为什么能够在竞选中获胜呢？是因为两年前我就开始在运营这个办公室了。
哦，就是两年前就竞选过。
竞选过是吧？
嗯。
And the individual I ran against that year had been on the council for a long time and had been a mayor of the city at one point.
两年前的竞选对手，对。
Yeah.
Can you repeat?
The person I ran against in 2 years ago had been on the council a long time and was a former mayor of the city.
两年前我参选的时候呢，我的竞争对手他就是这个在 council 里面，后来是这个市政的市长。
But I worked very hard and went to 6,000 doors knocking and talking with people.
当时我还是非常这个努力的，在竞选中努力的工作，比如说到6000户人家里面去敲开他们的门。
And I attended 10 debates and dozens of neighborhood gatherings.
我也参加这些，就是说周围的社区的这些活动。
And while I didn't win, I did get to 45% in that election.
但是呢，我上次呢，我没有赢，因为当时只是45%的选票。
And so a lot of people in the city got to know me through that process.
那么就是说，通过上一次的竞选，虽然我失败了，但很多当地的人都认识了我。
So in this primary, that August primary,I had some advantages from people knowing me from previous year.
在这个八月份的初选中呢，我的这个优势呢，就是说，因为我之前的竞选的活动呢，很多人已经都认识我和了解我了。
And this time, there was no elected incumbent.
那这次在这个竞选中呢，当然我就相当于是一个有经验的了。
就是没有
再
认的、那个、
没有再认的那个
议员。
So even though there were 4 people in the race, I was still able to get to about 40%.
虽然我们一共有四个人在竞选这个职位，但是呢，我自己就得到了40%的选票。
Going forward, then, in the general election, there's just 2 of us now.
Can you repeat?
So, the primary election chooses the top 2 people to go on to the November election.
那他解释了一下呢，就是在这个初选中呢，是要把这个最好的两个呢选中以后呢，是进入到11月份的选举中。
And so I need to go from 40% to 50% to win.
那么这样的话，我就需要从40%的选票达到50%的选票了。
My opponent has to go from 35% to 50%, which is harder.
45% to 50%.
35 to 50 in his case.
那他的对比呢，就是他自己从40%到50%，而他的对手呢要从35%到50%。那对他来说，对手这个挑战会更大一些。
So I'm continuing to go out every day.Talking to voters, showing up in their neighborhoods, and working harder than anyone that I know.
那么在这个竞选的过程中，我每天呢，我都会出门去
和选民去谈，然后我希望就是说自己比别人再更努力的工作一些，赢得这个选举。
跟您的竞选对手相比，您的最大的优势是什么
？What is your advantage compared to your opponent?
Well, one benefit, and I can read a quote from the Seattle Times, because the Seattle Times endorsed my campaign in 2023, and they endorsed my campaign this year as well.
那我可以就是引用一个西雅图时报的对我的评价，因为我在2023年做个竞选，然后今年2025年我也在做竞选，所以他们对我是有一些这个评价。
One of the things they said was, Clark demonstrates the most extensive knowledge of the city.
那这个西雅图时报上就说 Clark 也就是他在这个竞选工作中展现了他对这个Bellevue 市的非常广泛的认知。
And he has the edge because of that and specific ideas and commitments to constituents.
正因为这个呢，他就有领先的这个竞选的这个力气，就是他知道的非常比别人要多一些。
If you don't know, the Seattle Times interviews all the candidates at once and asks all of us questions at the same time.
那这个西雅图时报呢，在竞选中他总是会去做一些这个提问，就是对这些参选的议员呢，对他们做进行一个评估，就是选民评估。
And I think it's because of how my parents, especially my mother, raised me that I always do my homework as much as possible to understand as many things as possible.
那前面提到他妈妈是那个老师哈，他说。他的一个优势呢，就是因为从小妈妈对他影响很大，学东西呢一定是要认真学和广泛的学。
I'm also proud to be supported by local elected officials who have endorsed me, like Conrad Lee.
同时还有一个呢，我非常自豪的地方就是说，我参加这个竞选呢，也得到了曾经当选的，比如说原来的前市长哈，Conrad Lee 对我的支持。
And Jared Neuenhaus. I don't know if that can be translated. It's Dutch. And Regan Dunn.
他讲了一些这个名字，我就不翻译了。我很难去翻译那个翻译他们的名字。
And a number of organizations that I'm very proud to have their support.
他刚才说，就是说在这个过程中，他感觉到得到了。当地的曾经当选的，或者说一些市当选的市长啊，或者一些其他的市政人员对他的评价和对他的支持，还有当地的一些组织对他的支持。
如果你当选的话，会给贝尔维尤市议会带来什么
？So if you got elected, what you want to bring to the council, the city council?
Yeah. Well, those priorities I talked about before, I think the most important thing is increasing the police staffing to where it's budgeted, that 205 number I was talking about.
那刚才我们之前就提到了，他说我的重中之重呢，其中有个就是警力的配置。我们已经提到了250个警员，但是我们都是还不满足的。
When we don't have enough officers, the department has to make choices about what types of activities that they're going to do.
那当我们人员不足的时候，那警察署呢，他就必须要去做一些规划，决定说什么样的活动他们可以去做去支持。
People ask me a lot about street racing in Bellevue.
那有的人就常常来问我们说，你看有的人在这个街上啊。快速的开车，搞赛车这种危险行动。
They've also asked me about property crime that they see sometimes.
当然，还有人看到，比如说，在 Bellevue 这个城市里面也有偷盗的这种行为。
And when we have more officers, we can do more enforcement in those areas more often.
那如果我们有足够的警力的话，对于这种事件呢，我们就会有 有这个人力，就是人力资源去来管理控制，减少这种犯罪事件的发生。
I'm also concerned about transportation in the city.
那同时我的担心呢，当然我们刚才提到这个交通，这个城市交通的情况。
Our transportation department data shows that 16 intersections around the city are going to fail.
我们的数据显示呢，这个城市里面有16个十字路口的这个交通呢，经常是就是不顺畅的。
That means not enough cars are going to get through to keep them from piling up.
也就是当这个十字路口的交通管理不顺的时候，就会导致车辆不断的就拥塞在那里。
Our last city budget didn't contain any plan to fix that.
但是我们上一次的城市预算呢，是没有包括到对交通改进交通的管理的这项。
So we need to make sure our transportation dollars are targeted at the most important bottlenecks.
那所以如果我获选以后呢，我就要确保我们的这个预算呢能够好钢用在刀刃上，解决交通中的这个瓶颈问题。
I'll stop there.
那如果我们的华人的选民想要支持Paul 当选被委有市议会第一号席位的市议员的话，那么大家应该怎么做呢？
So, Xiao Yan wanted to ask you if Chinese community, if we want to support you, what you expect from them?
Well, first of all, I want to hear from you. I do my best to get out in the community and attend cultural events and neighborhood events.
那首先呢，我是要想倾听你们的心声，这个市民的心声，所以我会尽量去参加一些文化当地组织的文化活动，和大家就是走到更近，可以听到更多。
I met Xiao Yan at a Chinese Chamber of Commerce dinner 2 years ago, actually.
两年前我参加了这种华人的协会的这种晚宴活动。
But there are so many voters out there with so many concerns, I'm not going to meet them all that way.
当时我看到了很多的选民，人数真的很多，我当然没有办法一一的和他们去认识，或者说听到他们的心声。
So please reach out to my campaign, and my website, which we'll give, if you have concerns, because I would love to hear about them, and if you're willing, even talk to you in person about them.
那如果你想要支持我的话，一个呢可以到我们的这个竞选的这种网站上，或者说可以找我们这个竞选团队，把你的担忧啊，或者说你心中的一些想法呢，可以和我们来沟通。
他的网站是 clarkforbellevue.com。那我们首先呢，我们非常荣幸的就是专访到贝尔维尤市就是市议员第一席位的市议员的候选人 Paul Clark 来参加我们的节目。然后呢，我们也有一个宣布，就是 VVO Chinese Radio Theater will endorse you.
Thank you.
So it's our honor to have you in our radio interview room. So Xiao Yan said it's our kind of from Chinese radio standpoint, we endorse you.
Oh, thank you very, very much. That's a great honor, and I appreciate that
okay.
so much.
Thank you, okay. and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. 好，谢谢大家。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。 如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。